If you're traveling this weekend and staying in a hotel, that apparently free copy of USA Today may actually be costing you 25 cents. That is half the price you'd pay at a newsstand, so you could say it's a bargain, but the fact remains that some hotel patrons are paying for a newspaper they thought was free, but they did agree to pay for it, as Timothy Noah reports in an article in U.S. News and World Report.
You're a hotel guest, you're staying in a hotel, and USA Today appears in your doorstep, and unbeknownst to you, in all likelihood, you are being in effect charged for it, because when you come, when you register at the hotel, right above where you sign your name in itty-bitty print alongside the boilerplate about how the hotel isn't responsible for items that are lost or stolen, this little addition to the boilerplate says, I have requested weekday delivery of USA Today. If refused, a credit of 25 cents will be applied to my account. Now, this isn't done at all hotels. At some hotels, the free USA Today really is free.
Mm-hmm.
But at a number of other hotels, it's not free, and the hotel guests, in all likelihood, never find that out.
So you come, and you're tired, and you're not paying much attention. You go ahead and sign the thing, and the paper comes in the morning, and you think you got it free, right?
Isn't that nice? Yes. And the reason that that's done is because USA Today is trying to boost what it's called its paid circulation. And in order to do that, they are categorizing as paid circulation these newspapers that most hotel guests don't know is paid circulation. So I, in my story in U.S. News, I propose that that might be called unconscious paid circulation.
I see. It seems a bit clever that what they're doing is deducting it if you don't want it. So what if you do get it, you're seeing a $50 room at $50 plus tax, and you don't ever see that 25 cent charge. Right?
That's right. It's not itemized on your bill. It's absorbed into the room rate. What drives all of this is USA Today had the great misfortune to appear at the precise moment that newspaper circulations really started to decline. So they have had to do all sorts of things to boost their circulation. If you look at your USA Today, it says right under the masthead, number one in the USA, first in daily readers. The way they get that first in daily readers figure is by combining their paid circulation with the giveaways. This unconscious paid circulation accounts for 13% of the paid circulation, which strikes me as rather a lot.
The bragging rights aside about who's number one, does it result in more ad revenue for the paper?
I don't know, but I have to believe that it does. Paid circulation is a key figure that advertisers look at in determining whether or not they're going to take out ads, and it is almost certainly a basis for the setting of rates.
If it were not for selling papers this way through hotels, could USA Today claim, paid circulation aside, to be, as they do, the number one daily read newspaper in the country?
Well, their claim is, yes, their claim is first in daily readers. Yes, they would be able to claim that anyway because they give away an awful lot of newspapers without this hotel gambit that I was describing to you.
Okay.
They give away about 400,000 newspapers a day. I should correct myself. They sell it at bulk rates to people who in turn give it away, airlines, restaurants, and hotels. And that's 400,000 that they are not allowed to count as paid circulation.
Timothy Noah writes about the press for U.S. News and World Report. He talked with us from Princeton, New Jersey.